Hey guys, Martha Krejci here. I am going to be talking about five things that you need to thrive and succeed as a woman founder. All right, so I'm just going to bring it in hot here. We're going to go into it really fast, and hopefully, it's going to be super helpful for you. And they're going to be things that you can think about in your own business, and so you can crush it, right? So here we go. Number one, you guys, community. The first thing that any woman founder needs in order to be able to thrive is community. And the community, it's important what the community is consistent of, right? So, what we need in our community, you guys, is we need other people around us that are doing the same things that we are. But then we also need to be around other people that are crushing it. Either in our field or other fields, it makes no difference because you guys, what it the whole point of this is that you raise to the level of the people that you surround yourself with, right? It was like, I think it was Jim Rohn that said, you are essentially the five people that you spend the most time with. Well, it works in everything. And so as a woman founder, we need that community to be able to push us. Whenever we're feeling low, or whenever we're feeling kicked in the teeth, or whatever, you know, stuff happens. But we need to have a community to be able to lean on, but then also to be able to give back to. We as women require community. We are the natural community builders. And so we require it for ourselves. Okay. So that was number one. Number two, you guys, cheerleaders. Cheerleaders. We need people to cheer us on. Okay. We need people that are seeing what we're doing in our lives, seeing the positive impact that we are making in the world, and that push us. They're the wind at our back, right? And so a lot of times these cheerleaders are going to be family and friends and things like that. But then also sometimes it's not, you know, sometimes you don't get your cheering section from your family and friends. It's weird, but it's true. So what we need to do is we need to look for a cheering section. Now, sometimes that cheering section will also exist in the community that I was talking about before. So then you have two birds, one stone, and that would be awesome. But we do need a cheerleading section, okay? Number three, you guys, team. And this isn't just hiring somebody to do the stuff that you don't want to do. A lot of people are like, well, I'm going to hire this person to, you know, make my business amazing. Okay, well, maybe. But here's what we really need to do, you guys. We need to hire the people that supplement our personality style and that supplement our skill sets. Okay, both of those things matter. So whenever we're, you know, off doing something, they're able to load balance what is happening in the business. So a lot of times we think that we need to hire ourselves over and over and over again. Well, I need a lot of people like me because I'm the one that made this business successful. So I just need more me's. No, please don't. You don't need more you's. You need other people that supplement you, that really make your entire business sing. But you need to look for those people. So like for me, I am not a spreadsheet and numbers girl. I'm a creative. I am a visionary. I'm all of that. But I need the spreadsheet and numbers people and those personality styles that go along with that in order to anchor me into reality, quite frankly, you guys, into like a strong foundation of my business. So my vision can grow the business. But then the other people on the team can keep it solid and steady while we're growing. So that's what a good team is going to be great for you guys. Honest friends is going to be the fourth one, honest friends. So this is going to be people around you that are going to call you on your stuff. They're going to be able to let you know what isn't actually working that you think might be working. They'll let you know. Because they know your goals for your life and the way that you're showing up in the world, they'll let you know when that appears to be going sideways. Honest friends are everything because in our business, especially when we're at the top of our business as founders, you're going to end up with a lot of yes people and they feel like they need to be yes people, right? So develop a culture where they don't need to be yes people, but they need to be what's best for the company people. But then also having honest friends around you that are going to say, Hey, because I've built my business on working 5 to 10 hours a week. Like that's my thing. And so if I have friends that are like, you seem to be working a lot, then I can relook at what I'm doing and realize that, oh my gosh, I got off track. I started adding too much stuff to my schedule. This isn't what I'm doing this for. And so an honest friend is going to give me that feedback. So honest friends, guys, last thing, delegation. You need to be able to give some of it up, right? I know you grew your business. I know it came out of your brain, but there, what got you here isn't going to get you there. You know what I'm saying? So what we have to do is we need to be able to delegate tasks that are not in our zone of genius. You need to live every day in your zone of genius. Do not live a single day where you are doing stuff you don't want to be doing. You need to allow somebody else to do that. Okay. Don't try to hoard all your profits. Allow somebody else to be able to do that thing. All right. Over and out. Martha Krejci, I am done talking. We'll go ahead and clubhouse this. Bye, guys.